This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nuclear-armed North Korea test fired two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine Sunday, according to state-run television KRT. It on Monday released five still photographs of the missile launch from a submarine. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the military was on high alert and the country's intelligence agency was working with its counterpart in the U.S. to analyze the specifics of the launch. The Russian paramilitary group Wagner announced gains in the fight for the city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine over the weekend. What looked like images of destroyed buildings and mercenary assault teams on the ground, which cannot be verified independently by VOA, were also released by the Russian news agency RIA Novosti. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
Ukraine's forces are feeling the pressure. A Ukrainian paratrooper identified only as Mikhail told the Associated Press.
It's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here. And also, the weather is not allowing us to use vehicles. It's too muddy.
Despite the challenges, the soldiers cannot afford to lose focus, added a commander with the 44th Brigade with a call sign gray. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
A leading think tank thinks that Russia's advance seems to have stalled in Moscow's campaign to capture the eastern city of Bakhmut. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said late Saturday that there were no confirmed advances by Russian forces in Bakhmut. The think tank's latest assessment of the longest ground battle of the war said Russian forces and units from the Kremlin-controlled paramilitary Wagner group continued to launch the ground attacks in the city, but there was no evidence they had advanced. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department says there won't be a bailout for the Silicon Valley Bank, but the government will work to help depositors who are concerned about their money. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's trying to reassure Americans there won't be a domino effect after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, like the meltdown in 2008. She says the American banking system is really safe and well-capitalized. On NBC's Meet the Press, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says this appears to be an isolated case, but the banking industry bears watching.
Should the regulators have been on the ball to ensure that this bank could not have had this risk? And what else is out there?
Former FDIC Chairwoman Sheila Bair, also on the show, says the best outcome is for a buyer to be found quickly.
The problem is this is a rush. This is a liquidity failure. It was a bank run. So they didn't have time to prepare to market the bank. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The sister of American killed in an attack in Mexico says that she and her brother both had a bad feeling about the trip. Zelandry Brown tells the Associated Press over the phone that her brother, Zendel Brown, was worried about taking his first trip outside the country.
It was all over every Mexican news station available. And it was like, this is stuff you see in the movies. This is not stuff that happens to where you can literally see your family member being shot down and thrown in the back of a truck like that, like a piece of trash.
She went on to say that her brother went down with a group of friends, including one woman who was treated herself to cosmetic surgery, another who was celebrating his 34th birthday. She says her brother was extremely close to her. Iran's top diplomat claims a prisoner swap is near with the U.S., though he has offered no evidence to support the assertion. U.S. officials immediately dismissed the comment as a cruel lie. Iranian foreign minister has made similar comments in the past about possible deals with the U.S. on frozen assets abroad and other issues that never came to fruition. He made remarks Sunday to Iranian state television. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price called the remarks a cruel lie when reached by the Associated Press. Navalny, look at Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, following an attempt on his life, has won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.